Hey guys, welcome to our podcast. These are your hosts, Shahari,
Morgan,
and Nini.
So today we're going to be talking about understanding the relationship between heroes, their culture, their society, and their past experiences. So, the following texts and movies and poems, and we used a bunch of sources basically in this podcast to kind of analyze heroes. We analyzed The Odyssey, The Return, The Hate U Give, Ozymandias, Run Boy Run, Bohemian Rhapsody, Thank You Ma'am, Oh Brother Where Art Thou, and The Rights to the Streets of Memphis, and Speak. So if you haven't read or seen these, please do before listening to this podcast.
Our first focus question that we chose out of these texts was, how is heroism defined by culture and society?
The claim to go along with this focus question is, heroism is defined by culture.
And so basically the reason why we thought heroism was defined by culture, so we took three different texts, right? So we took Aunt Malala, Thank You Ma'am, and Disguises, and we also took The Odyssey, which was kind of broad throughout all of our questions. So, in Aunt Malala, so Malala's basically tried to find a voice for herself as a woman, and she experiences a lot of stereotyping within herself, so like gender roles, right? So like, throughout the story, like even in, throughout like section 2, which was like chapter 2 basically, on page 115, it said that women are meant to fulfill their responsibilities in the home. Only in emergencies are they allowed to go out and must wear a veil. So basically, in this case, what we're seeing is that, like, she's from a Pashtun culture, right? So a Pashtun society. And so, like, she experiences that, like, her culture is basically patriarchal. She comes from a male-dominant culture. And women are regarded as an insult to a family and should be kept aside, right? So we can see that, like, heroism, how Malala defines herself as a hero, comes from her cultural background.
And the next text that I read is a short story called Thank You, Ma'am. There wasn't really a lot of information about the setting, the time, or the place, but the main character, Mrs. Jones, had her purse stolen by a young boy, and she brought this boy back to her home, and she said, I were once young and wanted things I could not get. And this shows us about a culture that she had when she was younger. And most people in Garnet Valley have never experienced this culture. And it can tell you a lot about a person when they say that when they were younger, maybe they were struggling financially or they wanted things that they could never have. And it shapes the way that she was. It shaped the way that she became a hero to the boy, because she understood him and why he was stealing her purse.
In the short story known as Disguises, the main character, known as Mrs. Chen, got lost on a night. Mentioned in the story, it says, on the night that Mrs. Chen got lost, she was wearing a golden amulet of the goddess Kuan Lin under her clothes. And this is an example that is mentioned several times throughout the story of how she has brought over some of her culture or part of her religion of Buddhism to the culture that she's living in now and has to adjust to.
So, like, did we, like, throughout reading the books, right, were we able to find, like, any, like, similarities between the three texts, like, with regards to gender roles and, like, stereotyping?
I think definitely in Malala, that was the one where the gender roles were most prominent, because we found Malala being told by everybody that she couldn't become a hero, that she couldn't do anything to make sure that all girls were going to school, so I think that's where it came through the most. In Thank You, Ma'am, it wasn't really about gender roles. It was more about the culture that she grew up in and how she had experience being, like, financially struggling.
So I didn't exactly read Disguises, so I don't really know if there's a connection, but, like, did you notice any connection between any of the three texts?
Well, with how Morgan was describing Thank You, Ma'am, and how she was, or the main character was adjusting to a new culture, that's exactly what was happening in Disguises as well. and with her being a woman and also adjusting to a new culture that she's not familiar to, it was showing throughout the story how she was affected by this new culture that she wasn't used to.
And I feel like this can all relate, like all the culture can relate to the Odyssey especially, because like we specifically read the part where Odysseus meets the Cyclops, right? And even within that short span of how much we read, I found that like Odysseus made a lot of connections to the Greek gods, and he said he highly worshipped and like put them at a high level of like regard. And I feel like Odysseus really showed like how his society is like shaped around the gods and how he thinks that God is like the supreme, basically.
And I think that all of these heroes have somebody like that that they look up to or they believe in a higher power, which was shown in Thank You, Ma'am, Mrs. Jones, like, shows the boy that she always believed in God and that she would get through it in the end, and that's kind of what got her through her childhood.
That was also shown in Disguises because she is mentioning over and over how she was putting her faith and trust in the goddesses of the Buddhist religion, and that's how she was getting through the story in the difficult times.
So heroism exactly is defined, so we said that heroism is defined by culture, right? So we can see that culture plays a prominent role in how the hero, like the background of where the hero's from. So like I'm in Malala, she comes from a Pashtun society, a patriarchal society, and a culture. So in the Odyssey, there really wasn't like, we didn't read a part where they specifically stated exactly which society Odysseus came from, but like were we able to infer that from the culture he's from, Odysseus was a hero because of the way he like looked at the gods? So like on line 571, right? He said Odysseus stated that we are no use in pain given by great Zeus. Let it be your father, Poseidon Lord, whom you pray. So like you can clearly say he's like referencing Poseidon, right? And so although they didn't really state which society he's from, were we still able to like learn from like literally the literature that like which cultural background he was from?
Yeah. And I think that the way that other people worshipped Odysseus was similar to how he worshipped the gods, because he was seen as a war hero and he took after Greek gods, and I think Odysseus's men were like saw that, and so they respected him more even when he was making cocky and arrogant decisions.
So that kind of then ties into how heroism is also defined by society. So culture and society, they're kind of very similar, right? So like what we mean by society exactly would be like expectations, in specific cases like the hate you give, racism, and ethnic background. So like I was saying in the Hate You Give, really Star is going under pressure from her African American society because she's basically pressured. So if you read the book already, which we all did, we actually watched the movie. So in the movie, Khalil dies early on, and Star's trying to make up for him and try to put her voice out so that she could represent Khalil and get justice for him.
He's shot by white police.
Yeah, so like we clearly then can see that like obviously there's expectations and racism within the context of the story itself. So were we able to see anything in Disguises or Speak?
Well, with Disguises, because she comes from another culture, kind of relating to the Hate You Give, because she's adjusting to, or she's going between two worlds. I guess with Mrs. Chen, that's also the case, how she's going between two worlds of being respectful to her society and in her religion, but also trying to adjust to the new culture and the new area that she lives in. And because of that, she's getting put down in a lot of areas because she doesn't know how to speak the language yet, or she's not doing her job well because she's still adjusting. So that could relate to Hate You Give because in Star's case, she's in a difficult situation because society is putting down how she views the situation and is not listening to what she has to say.
I think that also connects a lot to Star and her culture, her cultural difference when she's at school and when she's at home. And I think the pressure from the people at home and in relation to the way that she had to hide it from all of her friends at school really played into the way that she became a hero and the way that it shaped her to be a hero.
I feel like Speak was like a different, conflict. So like in Speak, there's like an internal conflict for Melinda, and she's treated differently by the society in which she lives in, because like everyone judges her because of her grades, right? So like we can see throughout the story that like she excels in art class, but not specifically in the other classes, and that kind of also ties in with I'm Malala. Because in Malala's case, the society she lives in, like I said before, was patriarchal. And many of the people think that, like, girls shouldn't go to school or, like, girls shouldn't have a voice, which was exactly what Malala was fighting for. So can we, like, say that society defines basically what a hero is and the actions of a hero?
Definitely. And in different societies, a hero would be defined as different things because, you see, Odysseus, who was kind of a war hero, and he was looked up so highly to because he fought and he was able to overcome his challenges, which is kind of similar but also very different to somebody like Star or Malala, who were heroes for standing up for something that they believed in.
It's
okay. In this section, I can see that there's like a common idea of the heroes or the people involved trying to have a voice or to express their voice in a situation that's difficult for them.
So I kind of feel like that kind of also relates to what the hero has experienced.
Mm-hmm.
So like maybe previous experiences or trauma.
And so our next focus question is, how does a person's trauma and past experience shape them into a hero? And this one we kind of got from We put it out from a few different texts. Thank You, Ma'am, The Hate U Give, and I Am Malala. And all these people in here have experienced like difficult situations that has either inspired them to become a hero or shaped who they were as a hero.
We kind of specifically took this maybe because, every hero has faced ups and downs.
Mm-hmm.
But this was most prominent within these characters.
Yeah.
So what happened in Thank You, Ma'am?
This is kind of what I said before, but I just had how Mrs. Jones, she was saying that she once had things she could not get, and I was saying that this past experience as somebody who grew up like this, that was her culture going into shaping her as a hero, but also overcoming this and becoming an adult, like a functioning adult that has money and is able to live in a house. Those past experiences shaped her into somebody who was willing to help other kids rather than throwing the kid in jail.
For The Hate U Give, it's really obvious, and it shows throughout the movie. It's the main topic of the movie that Star's best friend Khalil is shot and killed by a policeman early on in the movie. So that is the trauma that she's facing and trying to overcome throughout the story and throughout the movie. So she's trying to gain her voice throughout the movie because of this situation.
Even in the early stages of the movie, it said that she experienced one of her friend's death.
Oh, that's right.
At
mm-hmm.
like a very young age, like 5 years old, five
mm-hmm.
or six.
Yeah.
I think they reference that in the movie. But like I find trauma and like past experiences very prominent in Amavala.
Because,
mm-hmm. like, you can see she's trying to fight for her right and for her community's right. And so she experiences a lot of traumatic situations, especially the setting being in the Taliban regime, right? So, like, in Pakistan at that time, the Taliban regime was under control. They were taking basically over everything. And Amavala faced a lot of... Well, first of all, she got shot towards the end, but way even before that, her parents were flogged or, like, whipped, basically, public whippings. The Taliban raided their house. Even the Taliban shot one of her friends. So she faced a lot of, like, problems within the story itself. Like, on page 170, it said, like, there was a banner that in the market saying women are not allowed to be in the shop unaccompanied by a male relative, and you have defied us. Flog her. So, like, we can see, it says flog her. And what does it mean to flog? It means to publicly whip. And so Malala basically got publicly whipped. And as you can see, that was trauma, but she came back from that, which is, I think, the main part of defining a hero. As a hero is coming back from the downs.
Yeah, all of these people had a huge thing that they had to overcome. I mean, in Thank You, Mama, was a little bit of a smaller thing, but obviously, because it wasn't described as much, but all three of these characters had something they had to overcome, and when they did and they came out on top, they came out as a hero.
Not just that, but they also used the traumatic experiences that they went through to be of power to them when they're a hero.
Even in the Odyssey, it was quite prominent. Even when Odysseus had to fight the Cyclops after the Cyclops closed the entrance,
mm-hmm.
that was a downfall. It wasn't a traumatic experience, but it was a downfall.
Mm-hmm.
And what Odysseus had to do was come back from that, which is what I think defines a hero. So coming back from your downs, we could say.
Yeah, definitely. So finally, to wrap it all up, our focus questions were, how is heroism defined by culture and society? And we said heroism is defined by culture because having to overcome problems with culture can form somebody into a hero. And then our other claim was heroism is also defined by society. And this is like the people and things going on around you that really shape you into a hero.
Like ethnic background and racism.
Mm-hmm. And then our final focus question was, how does a person's trauma and past experience shape them into a hero? And a person's past experience or trauma shapes them into a hero because this person must overcome something to become a hero, and then that's when they come out on top.
So we thank you for listening to this podcast. These are your hosts, Shahari,
Morgan,
and we thank you once again.
Thank you.